This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some running. Christian Haupt joins us now. Christian, welcome. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us, and welcome back onto the Kona Edge.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very, very happy that I could tell you something about my running.
Well, you ran a 3:05:57 at Kona 2016, a fantastic run off what is also an incredible bike of 4:51. To run a 3:05 marathon in Kona is pretty special. You must be pretty proud of that run.
Yeah, but I'm not only proud, I can feel the pain as well when I think about it. It was very, very hard.
You said to me in our first chat that the last 12 kilometers you were in lots and lots of pain. From a mental perspective, I mean, you run a marathon, it hurts. Sometimes it just hurts a bit more. But how do you deal with that mental, where you know you're in pain and you have to keep on pushing? What do you tell yourself at times like that?
Oh, that's hard, because I did it a little bit like Jan Frodeno. I had my own mantra, yeah. He had it at the bike. I don't know his slogan. But I had also one for the running, and that was one thing that I had this sentence in my mind, and the other thing was that I just looked to the little goals. Yeah, didn't want to go to the finish line. That wasn't my goal. I want to go to the next nutrition point or to the next corner and something like that. You have to reach the finish with little steps. That is much more motivating, like when you think, oh, now you have to run 12 kilometers back to Kona, to the finish line. Yeah.
Yeah, breaking it up definitely helps. I said breaking it up into those small pieces definitely helped. Can you share that sentence with us that you told yourself over and over during the run?
Oh, that's of course it's German. it's a little bit something that some football fans are screaming, yeah, and it's called Bambule, Randale, Christian holt die Schale, and it's the first one's Bambule, Randale. That's only something that the football fans are screaming, and it's something like, yeah, I will get the cup at the Ironman. What is the Schale? That's the cup that you win at Kona, the wood.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just changed the slogan on my own, and that was the sentence which I have in my ear.
I love that. Christian, as far as looking at what you've done over the years to get better on the run, can you tell us like one thing that you think has given you big, big gains?
At first I have to say I'm every year surprised that I don't have to do the so much long runs like other guys. I've got the luck that I could run the long parts in the races, the long races, without train so much long runs. Yeah, that's one thing I think that's my own big advantage. And yeah, then you have to do some training units that you have that are hard, but then after when you've done it, you know, okay, this would be a very good training.
Let's talk about those. What are your favorite run workout to do?
My favorite run workout are 800 meters running with 200 meters slow. And yeah, before Kona, I did it 20 or 22 times. Last year, 25 times, 800 meters.
What would
you... a very hard run, a very long run, but a very, very good run.
What would your 800-meter pace be on those runs?
The pace is, I think it's around about 3:30. That's a kilometer.
That's incredible. Christian Hopp, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. I look forward to chatting about your nutrition next time out. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you, and I hope we hear us again.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.